Welcome to the Swolenormous Audio Experience.
What up, beaches? I'm fucking inspired and I'm in the car. I'm ready to go get my fucking pump on. Today is a glute day because I did legs. I smashed them a couple days ago, so I'm fucking sore. And I've been on this kind of don't stop, go every day, you know, get your workout in. Like, I'm going to go to the gym every single day, even if I only can do the step mill or only if I can do some mobility and stabilization. So what I've been doing in order to be consistent as shit and to stay and keep that momentum, like I've been talking about on the Daily Swole podcast, is to adjust, literally just adjust what I'm doing. Today's a leg day. My upper body is fucked. Today is a leg day. So my legs are kind of fucked too. So I'm not going to do heavy squats. I'm not going to do heavy deadlifts. I'm going to do hip bridges. I'm going to do single leg Romanians. I'm going to do some stabilization, glute activation like crazy. I'm going to do some isolation stuff. And I think, and mobility stuff, I think that is where the secret lies. It's not that you can't go every day. It's not that you can't train legs multiple times a week. Like I've always said, frequency is great, but it's the volume and the intensity. People try to go and do the same fucking workout 2 or 3 days a week, and you're going to burn out. You can't do heavy squats all the fucking time. You're going to crush yourself. You have to mix it up. So there's never a day or a time when you shouldn't be crushing your glutes. Like you can do, you're not going to pull a glute. You're not going to pull a fucking glute, and your glutes are never going to be overactivated. No one's ever had overactivated glutes. I think that's going to be today's topic on the podcast, actually, on the main podcast, the Daily Swole podcast. It's going to be, no one's ever had overactive glutes. It's never been, oh, your glutes are too strong. Your glutes are too activated. It's never happened. So that's not a possibility, and it should be something that you should actually try to achieve. You should try to overactivate your glutes because it never will happen. It's just you need to do the best that you can. And it's the technical. I've already celebrated New Year, so this is like the first day of my New Year. It's the first, like getting into it because I'm starting early. We already did this. We already went through it. You know, I don't want to wait. I don't want to take a day off. I don't want to lose that momentum. I always want to keep it going. And I love fucking working out first thing in the morning. So I'm at the gym. It's 6:45. I was actually up at 5:30, but I had to get some stuff done on the website a little bit. I had to tweak a couple things and it was going to weigh on my brain. And I wanted to get it out of the way. So now I'm ready for a sick fucking pump. I'm amped and I'm super amped to be back on the audio experience. I think this is going to be really amazing. I feel great already. Yeah, two in a row. A lot of you are probably like, holy shit, two in a row. So I don't know how many of you listen to both podcasts, but I'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't left an iTunes review, please leave an iTunes review. I really appreciate it. So if you listen to both, I would appreciate it. I mean, come on, send me a DM on Instagram. You can send me a message on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you if you listen to both podcasts. And if you're not subscribed to the main podcast, I shouldn't call it the main podcast, the Daily Swole podcast, because not a lot of people have a podcast, but very few people have two fucking podcasts. But this is going to be my place where I'm just going to fucking vomit amazing shit all over your faces. And today's topic was overactivated glutes, leg day. So I'm going to go in, I'm going to see what's available. I'm probably going to start with just some stretching, mobility, single leg squats. I'll see if that, the hip bridge, the Smith, the 3D Smith is available. That way I can, get some heavy or high rep glute bridges in. We'll see how that goes. But if not, I'll grab a dumbbell, some kettlebells or something. I'll do some single leg squats. I'll do some RDLs and some mobility and stabilization stuff. It's a great way. I'm just so amped. I'm excited. It's such a great time to work out in the world, in society, and also just in the day. It's great to get it done first thing in the morning. And I know I'm switching topics here or there, but I'm just really amped up. My brain's firing on all cylinders, but I just want to get this point across too. When you train first thing in the morning, the reason why people that get a lot of results, or the reason why people have so much success when they work out first thing in the morning. Usually those are the most consistent people. Usually those are the people that have the best results, those that work out first thing in the morning, because you're the most consistent. You're the most consistent when you're doing it first thing in the morning. When you set that as your trigger to start your day, you don't miss it. It's like brushing your teeth. You don't leave the house without brushing your teeth or washing your face or taking a shit, taking a piss. You wake up, you go to the gym, and once you get used to it, it's like your cup of coffee. It wakes you up, and then you plug in, and then you're super consistent, and then you're already in a better position to get results because then you're super consistent. Another thing is you get your win for the day. You get your success. A lot of great minds, a lot of great motivational speakers and such, they always say make your bed first thing because you start your day off, you know, it's a completed task. I'm also aware of the fact that if you make your bed, a lot of times there's more bacteria, because if you make your bed, you trap all the bacteria underneath in the darkness in your bed. It's good to have a messy bed. I don't really care so much about the bed part because I pretty much like sleep on a floor on a pad. So yeah, we put the mattress pad on the floor. It's just more comfortable. It's awesome. We could talk more about that on another podcast. But what was I gonna say? The win. You have your success. You know, if you work out in the evening, you have so many things during the day that can distract you, that can push you away from making it to the gym. And whenever I work out later in the day, it's hard to pull away. It's hard to take away momentum from my work and pull away and get out after the day's already begun. I love getting it when I know people are sleeping. I know getting it when I know people aren't. I know being at the gym first thing in the morning, everyone else there is motivated as well, and everyone else there is fucking amped up and inspired. You know, it's just a better group of people, I think. It's not people that put fitness, doesn't mean that if you work out in the evening that you're not putting your fitness number one. Maybe you work out, you have to go to work at 3 or 4 in the morning. I mean, what are you going to do? Go to the gym at 2 a.m. But, you know, it's just a really disciplined, and just the mentality of being around people that are fucking training first thing in the morning. It's nice. It's like the birds are rising, the animals, earth is waking up, and I'm fucking waking up, you know? So it's a great time to train. I think if you're not training first in the morning, even if you don't feel like you're a morning person, whatnot, force yourself, do it. You'll be thankful. You'll be thankful. It makes you feel great the entire day. So that's the lesson for today, fam. Never can overactivate your glutes. Fucking train your glutes. Stay consistent. Work on mobility, flexibility, stabilization on days, you know, with your weights and stuff. Do more mobility and range of motion, multi-planar movements. When you're sore, you don't have to go heavy all the time, but keep that momentum. I'm really big on that momentum push. Not motivation, fuck that shit. Discipline, consistency, but momentum. Momentum, that big lurching fucking tank momentum that just pushes through everything. That barge, big momentum. And also working out first thing in the morning, getting it done, being just on point and just shifting your mindset. This is the fucking new year. This is the time when people are quitting. This is the time when you need to turn your shit up and get on the fucking train. So right now, if you're not subscribed to the Daily Swole Podcast, go subscribe to the Daily Swole Podcast. I appreciate you being here. Send me a message if you are loving the audio experience. I'm glad to fucking be back. I'm glad to be dropping these again. I hope you enjoy all this raw content, and I'll see you soon, fam. Peace.